He has to be one of the most enterprising and most energetic people I know. Father Raed Abousakhia, the parish priest of Taibeh in Palestine, is a former spokesman for the Latin Patriarchate in Jerusalem. He's a big event organizer, fundraiser, and the proud sponsor of the town's impressive olive press and farmers cooperative that sells olive oil, soaps, and candles to European supermarket chains. Well, his newest project, starting up the first Christian radio station in the Holy Land with Vatican Radio's help. He told me more about it on a recent visit here to Vatican Radio.
We need a Christian voice in the Holy Land. We need to give a Christian voice to the Christians in the Holy Land, especially to cover the whole diocese, which extends over Jordan, Palestine, and Israel. And since there are different radio stations and TV stations in the region, we don't have any Christian radio station. I wanted to do that in Taibeh, especially that Taibeh is the last and the only entirely Christian village in the whole land, as you know. And it is located at the top of a mountain, 1,000 meters above the level of the Mediterranean Sea, so we can't cover the whole region.
Have you gotten the go-ahead from the proper authorities to have your transmitting station and everything?
You know that we are in the Palestinian occupied territories in Zone B, and Zone B is under the Palestinian Authority, administratively speaking. So we had the proper permits and authorization to transmit on FM.
And where will you be broadcasting to exactly?
Our target is the Arabic-speaking community, of course. And we will transmit from Taibeh. Hopefully that we will cover from Amman to Gaza to Tel Aviv, almost the whole region. And, of course, Jerusalem will be included. This will be a Christian voice, but a different voice, which means a voice of peace, of hope, of dialogue, of reconciliation. We will be open to everybody, to the other churches in the whole land. So we will have, we will give space and time for all the news and celebrations of the other churches. And we will invite them. We have already contacted them to have their own programs on our radio station. It will be open also to the other religions existing in the whole land, mainly Jews and Muslims. And we will try to be a bridge, because a Christian who is not a bridge is not a Christian.
Mm. And how many people do you think would be listening to your programs?
We don't know exactly, but we have to start. I think with the publicity we can do in our parishes, most of our Christians will listen to us. Now they are watching the Lebanese TV station Noursat Telelumière. And I saw when I visited the families that they are opening it day and night, because they have the news of the Catholics or the Christians of the whole world. And it reaches every single home. I will not pretend that we will reach every single home, but we can do that, because in all the other radio stations, they don't hear anything about religion, anything about Christianity, about the Christian, Christian faith.
And do you think that Muslims will find something attractive in this broadcast?
We hope that at least we will transmit some music, some songs, religious songs, and also news. We will not enter in politics, to tell you the truth, because we don't have problems. We have already enough problems. But social issues will be discussed. Direct programs, live programs will be there. So maybe some Christians, some Muslims will hear also our voice.
And do you plan on having just a few hours a day, or...?
No, we agreed with Monsignor Lombardi that we will have 8 hours a day, in which we will have a daily transmission of the Arabic program of the Vatican Radio.
لوديتور يسوس كريستوس، المجد ليسوع المسيح. هنا إذاعة الفاتيكان. ننقل إليكم برنامجنا العربي باتجاه.
And they are ready, as I saw now, to provide us with other programs if necessary. So we are planning of having 8 hours repeated twice a day. And this is the reason why I am here, that we had a collaboration since the beginning to install the equipment, to buy it. And in fact, Father Lombardi dedicated an engineer to follow up. And since we are ready, we came to contact the responsibles here, and we discussed all the issues. Why? Because we would like to be also the voice of the church of the Holy Land to the Universal Church, and at the same time, the voice of the Universal Church to the Holy Land.
It sounds like a very exciting initiative. Where did you get some of the financing for it? I know you're very good at getting financing for a lot of these projects. You have got to be one of the busiest and most active priests in the Holy Land I've ever met.
No, I'm not so very busy. I'm doing my duty, that's it. And not only as a parish priest, I launch a lot of initiatives. We receive a lot of guests, pilgrims also. I'm a good fundraiser. This is true. But I have to tell you that one of the most generous peoples in the world are the Italians, and especially the Italian Bishops' Conference. So the CHE financed also at least the equipment of this radio. I can say almost 150,000 euros. Now our problem is to find the running cost for the first year, but thanks God that the Patriarch himself promised us that through the media office of the Latin Patriarchate, he will cover the expenses of the first year at least. And we will be under the umbrella of the Latin Patriarchate, because this will not be the voice of Father Raed. It will not be the voice of Taibi only, but also the voice of the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem and all the churches of the Holy Land, and the voice of the Christians of the Holy Land.
On a practical level, how are you going? You've got some collaboration from a technician from Vatican Radio helping you there. What about journalists? What about people who can actually put the programs together?
Yeah. First of all, in the ground, there we have a team of 10 people who studied already journalism. Mm-hmm. They are not only from Taibi, from the surrounding villages. And we agreed with Father Lombardi to send, if possible, to send two of them here mm-hmm. for a week of training. Mm-hmm. One will be the director of this radio station. The second will be the technician. So we will have this mutual collaboration with Radio Vatican Radio, editorial collaboration, which means the content of our transmissions, including the Arabic program, and also technical collaboration. And just in this meeting, we had six of your most important professional leaders or directors in the Vatican Radio, with Father Lombardi himself, who was interested and heard our story and encouraged us. We just want to thank them for this meeting, the generosity to meet us here, and their readiness to collaborate with us in the near future.
Well, Father Raed hopes to launch the first broadcasts of his new radio station this upcoming Christmas Eve. We wish him all the best.